You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
In terms of the tender process, as soon as Treasury availed those funds, or approved rather, the funds, the supply chain management process began. It is a lengthy process to ensure that there's fairness and that there's transparency. It does take around 7 to 8 months to ultimately award tender. Once the tender was advertised towards the end of the year, evaluation was conducted of those who had applied, and earlier on this year, then the award letter was then given to the successful bidder.
Yeah, 7 to 8 months. 7 to 8 months for that tender. I mean, this is not, you know, these are people's lives we're talking about, and in the process, people are suffering, if not dying, waiting for this treatment. And I imagine, you know, obviously you're hearing now, because that was one of your concerns, Kanyisa, that there wasn't a service provider, and that was something you were waiting. So we now know there is a service provider, but you can hear the time that all of this takes, and in the process, perhaps you can give us a story of somebody that's waiting, that's sitting on that list, waiting to get treatment, but these are the excuses they need to listen to.
Yes, Leanne, I can definitely give you multiple stories of people who are waiting on that backlog list. One of which is the story of Tato Moncho, who is a single mother to a daughter who's in matric at the moment, and who's actually, her studies are suffering because she doesn't know the fate of her mother come the end of the year. Tato was diagnosed in September 2021. Until today, she doesn't have, she hasn't had radiation oncology treatment. She's had reoccurrences of her cancer twice now. And this last scan that she received back in March shows that her cancer has now spread to her lungs. And this all could have been avoided had she received timeliest treatment. Leanne, I want to ask Dr. Maluleke if she could expand on what these the service provider will be providing these patients with, because it is our understanding that the tender that was issued is not for the full comprehensive integrated service provision of radiation oncology. That means that it's not the planning of the radiation and the delivery of the radiation to the patient after the planning. So I'd like to explain to the viewers what actually Department of Health has tendered for and has appointed for in this tender.
Dr. Moluleke, I'll give that one to you, if you could perhaps answer that.
So the tender was divided into three categories. In the private sector, unlike in the public sector, oncologists work autonomously from the service center where the radiation machine is stationed. So it was divided into those three sections so as to cover the service provisioning that we would then need from the private sector. So category one was for radiation oncologists, your specialists, doctors. Category two was for a radiation oncology machine where the patient will then get the treatment. And then category three, which is the part that has been awarded, and I will explain why category one and two were not awarded. Category three has been awarded, and that's for radiation planning. So what happens when a patient is diagnosed with cancer? That patient is then worked up for treatment. And the workup includes scans, blood tests, etc., and then a recipe, so to say, has to be drawn up of treatment of what is this patient going to get, how many times are they going to go through the machines in order to then get treatment. And when we looked at the money that we were given in terms of outsourcing, we noticed that if we only put category one and two, because specialist oncologists can also plan, we would only be able to treat around 1,500 patients because of the exponential cost of cancer treatment in the private sector. Okay. In radiation planning now, the way it's going to assist us is that we're going to be able to ensure that an additional three machines will now be operational on our service delivery platform to be able to treat more patients. As the awarded bidder is planning, then those patients are going to go through the machines for treatment faster and quicker now.
And that was the Gauteng Department of Health's Dr. Ntsakisi Maluleke speaking to Leanne Manis earlier today.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.